Hey everyone, my name is Dave Nixon and welcome to the Alpha Theta Flow podcast. This is Flow 654 and today I'm going to talk about emotional intelligence. And the reason being, again, is the way that Bessel van der Kolk spoke about it in his book that I just finished, The Body Keeps the Score. So I want to share that with you and then I want to talk to that point a little bit more, and it definitely expands on a lot of the content that I've talked about previously. In the final pages of Bessel's book, he goes on to say, emotional intelligence starts with labeling your own feelings and attuning to the emotions of the people around you. And then goes on to say, we begin very simply with mirrors. Looking into a mirror helps kids to be aware of what they look like when they are sad, angry, bored, or disappointed. The interesting thing with this passage really is looking at this idea of the pathway to developing, the way to start developing emotional intelligence, right? EQ is by first becoming aware of our own feelings and emotions and where they come from. So which means that one of the difficulties is that when we get triggered and we simply tell people to stop doing things without also, I mean, setting boundaries is extremely healthy, especially for people that may have struggled to do that in the past, but without also then deep diving into the darkness, which is all of our shadow work, and finding out why those things are actually triggering us, because that's where emotional intelligence actually starts, with first becoming emotional intelligent. And so this is why you would have heard me say in the past, you can only love someone up to the level that they love themselves, and you can only meet somebody to the level that they've met themselves. That also means that your work meeting yourself on deeper layers and levels never ends. So one of the best things you can do for other people is continually meet yourself on deeper levels, right? Because in doing so, your emotional, let's call it for the sake of analogy, emotional intelligence can only go as far as your emotional intelligence. And so this is one of the things that we teach within Flow Intelligence Theory from both a client perspective, but then also from a coach's perspective. I lay it out and I go, here are all these maps that you have on offer to be able to learn and use and communicate and calibrate people with, but they're all useless unless you're able to also meet yourself and on levels of that depth as well. If you're not willing to put yourself into a position where you really push yourself physically hard, it's really hard to try and coach people to do the same thing. So the ability of ourselves to meet ourselves on deeper, and I say darker, but I don't mean darker in a negative sense of the word. I really mean it from the sense of the things that we continually look at, the things that we continually focus on, we shine light on because we're constantly paying attention to it. The things that we may avoid, the things that we push towards, you keep in the closet, or the things that you find most difficult to pay attention to within yourself, that's what I mean when I say darkness. And so this is why I also speak to the fact that courage is really the ability to go in and see things as they are without confusing them, thinking that that's as you are. You're not your emotions. You're not your body. You're not your thoughts. These are things that you have. And when we can understand this, it's not that we disassociate and never feel. It means that we can actually first disassemble and then integrate. And so integration here is absolutely key for this postmodern world. You know, modernism and science and everything has done so well in separating everything, to understand everything. It is now our job to integrate it all. And so when we take this integrative approach, what we are enabling ourselves to do is to have multiple tools and multiple perspectives for any given situation, be it whether you're a client or an athlete, you're a high performer in your workplace, or if you're a trainer and a coach, having multiple perspectives and having multiple angles to adapt to any problem that's arising so that you're able to provide a solution rather than provide an ideology is absolutely crucial. And so the core of this so heavily depends on the depth that we meet ourselves, our own emotional intelligence. And it's interesting speaking to people that do favor like mathematical logical intelligence. They would see these things as not an intelligence, but maybe a skill set. I know people that have gone, well, that person's not intelligent, they're skillful because they're looking at physical skills. However, that person at some stage in development was actually seen as the most intelligent because they could produce the most amount of food, be it hunting or whatever. Now, we don't need that in today's society, but that level of intelligence is still a line of intelligence that we have the ability to develop and then use in multiple different ways. It's not like we're just going to sit in front of computers, hopefully, and use our brains all day and never use our body. It's the integration of all parts that allow us to experience life fully. The most difficult thing about all of it is that we limit our potential when we don't go within. We limit our potential when we don't find and understand the things that are holding us back, that we hold on to, that, you know, we then find out we're holding ourselves back with. And so what is it in our past that we're still seeking that is holding us back, that we then project onto other people, right? Because we don't like it in them. But really the weakness we're seeing in that person, if you want to think of it like that, we absolutely hate within ourselves. So we bash them in the same way we bash the weakness within ourselves. And that's what it means that when we project something onto someone else, like, well, you're an idiot because you do this, yet I hate that part of me and I belittle it. So that's why I'm belittling you, because you're an object that I'm relating to as a part of me. Isn't that phenomenal? Isn't that super interesting? And then that's why we also have these people that we look up to, is that we also have those parts within us. And isn't that amazing? And so when we can step back and look at this, not as good and bad and positive, negative, but as an opportunity to move towards experiencing more of what's really important to us, then that's when we get to live. Not when we live in fear of punishment, because that in itself is a structure that's holding us back to the past and repeating itself in the now. So the beautiful opportunity we have today is to be able to, today, and I mean today, as you're listening to this, I offer you this as an idea to run today as a practice. Try and name every single emotion that arises for you. And then ask, where does this come from? What's this on behalf of? And ask those questions, genuinely wanting to know the answers, and see what arises for you. Because once we understand that, we don't lose our potential, we move towards it. We don't make ourselves less successful, we remove the things that are going to limit us. And that's really what it's all about. And on that note, team, I'm done. Thank you very much for tuning in. If you found this podcast beneficial, it would mean the world to me if you pass it on to someone else who you think would also find it beneficial. And if you haven't already, you can grab a copy of my book, Minding Yourself, anywhere online that sells books, or at alphathetaflow.com if you'd like one personally signed by me. Now, if you're an athlete, a coach, or a high performer, and you're wanting to find out how to find your flow, then check out alphathetaflow.com and get in touch, because I'd love to have a chat with you. But that's it from me. Big love, peace and pizza. I'll see you all soon.